Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Professional Development Training, Setting Goals. Here is an all-important question. Are you a goal-focused individual, or are you more often a drifter? Some people are drifters. You may even have a drifter working in your organization. You might even know him personally. You can always recognize the drifter. In the mornings, he drifts into work a bit late, as usual. And in the daytime, he drifts around the corridors of the building, carrying a few wisps of paper. And in the afternoon, he drifts home again, a bit early, as usual. Never is there any sense that he is engaged on an issue of major importance. You sometimes wonder what he actually does. Does anyone know? But he seems like a nice guy, friendly and affable. Apparently he's very well educated. He has a degree in the philosophy of art. When he speaks, he sounds intelligent. But he doesn't actually do anything. And all that happens as the years pass by is that he gets older. He makes zero progress. He makes zero plans. He has zero ambition. You wonder, why is he on the payroll? Contrast that to the new girl. She certainly is a goal-focused individual. You get the feeling that she's on a mission. She seems always to be going somewhere. She does not chat at the water fountain with the others. She does not hang around after the team meeting. She's always talking to people from outside the organization, the customers. And rumor has it that last month she made more sales than the four others in her office combined. She has no big education, no degree. I think she left school at 18 with A-levels and then went straight into work in retail stores in town. She says she picked up a lot of ideas on customer service and sales from her time in retail. She's fun to be with. She makes me feel that I should be more enthusiastic. After reading the above, let me ask you the question again. Are you a goal-focused individual, or are you more often a drifter? Well, the truth is that this question is a false alternative, because most people are both. Sometimes we feel goal-focused, and sometimes we drift. But you would agree that people get into habits. We all have developed habitual habits of thought, feeling and action. So some people tend to be more goal-focused for longer on most days, and other people tend to drift for longer on most days. Given that you are a creature that has habitual habit patterns, it is a good idea to make those habits good habits. You may have heard this saying, sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. You have a duty to succeed and to be happy. You do that by developing good actions, habits, and character. And you start that process by becoming a goal-focused individual. You start that process by setting goals. Let us start setting goals. Long-range goals. Long-range goals means answering this question with as much clarity as possible. Where do you want to be in 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years from now? There are different subset categories of goals. The different categories of goals relate to the different elements of a well-balanced life. What are the six major subset categories that combine to make up a well-balanced life? Here they are. Health goals. What is your current health situation and what do you want it to be for the future? 2. Financial goals. What is your financial situation now and what do you need for the future? Achievement goals. What is your greatest achievement so far and what do you want for the future? Team goals. What do you want for your team members? What do you want for others? go do seagulls. Where do you want to go? What special thing have you always wanted to do? And what have you always wanted to see? And educational goals. What do you want to learn about? What additional qualifications or knowledge do you want to acquire? Let's look at each one. Health goals. Health goals. What is your current health situation? What do you want for the future? In relation to your physical and mental health, what is your current health situation? In relation to your health, where do you want to be 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years from now? What body weight are you now? What body shape are you now? Are you satisfied? What is your health and energy levels? Are you awake? What's your nutrition? Do you eat or drink too much of the wrong things? What's your fitness? What's your level of strength? And what's your flexibility? What are your levels of happiness? What are your peace of mind? And what about the quality of your sleep? Financial goals. In relation to your work and financial life, what is your financial situation now and what do you need for the future? What is your current income per month? Are you controlling your spending? Over time, are you increasing your earnings? Are you setting up sufficient funds for your future? In terms of your cash flow, are you confident for the future? What are your income goals? What are your investment goals? What are your savings accounts looking like? What do you need to have a sense of security? Achievement goals. We all have a need to feel a sense of achievement. What is your greatest achievement so far? And what do you want for the future? At work, what one great thing do you wish to achieve? What would give you that sense of being a winner? What would you be proud of? What achievement would you want to be known for? What would you like to commit yourself to? Give this issue some serious consideration. Team goals. You have team members that you care about. What do you want for your team members? What do you want to do for your team? If you have a business partner, what goals could you set with your partner? If you have colleagues, what goals could you set for them? Give it some serious consideration. Go, do, and see goals. In the next 5 years, where do you want to go? What special thing do you want to do? What unique thing have you always wanted to see or visit? Make a list of 3 places you really want to visit. And educational goals. As a human being, you qualify as an intellectual being. As a species, human beings specialize in the development of the mind, and we are the only species that does. The human intellect is what makes us different from every other creature on the planet. And as so, the continued development of your mind is an important facet of your sense of progression. To make progress, you must know more. To earn more, you must learn more. The only reason you have not made more progress in life is you don't yet know enough. Set about the task of improving your education and mental abilities. What additional qualifications or knowledge do you want to acquire? What do you want to learn? What do you need to study? And what gaps in your knowledge would you like to correct? Would you like to learn a new language? Would you benefit by understanding a little more mathematics? You know, nobody knows enough. We all need to know more if we are to progress to the next level of our earthly pilgrimage. Make a list of the things that you want to learn. Give this some serious consideration. Now you have some ideas in each of the 6 main categories: health goals, financial goals, achievement goals, team goals, go-do-see goals, and educational goals. Review your lists and pick out one from each category that makes the biggest difference. Pick out one from each category that would make you feel that you were winning the rewards that you wanted for yourself. Pick out one from each category and commit to it. To commit means to pledge oneself to an issue or question. Take goal setting seriously. Thank you.